This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking earlier about tax policy in the aggregate, the big picture stuff of rates and brackets and corporate taxes and loopholes and how the politics of all that is going to go. Now, as Congress maybe kind of sort of gets ready to do tax reform, a detour into the nuts and bolts of taxes in this economy and how it's all going to work. First up, from Marketplace's Adrian Hill, how your money gets to the Treasury Department's bank account, federal income tax withholding, whence it came, and why. Here's Adrian.
Discovering tax withholding is its own sort of rite of passage. There's that first job.
My first job was at the Port of Long Beach. It was a summer internship where I interned in the engineering department.
And then that first paycheck.
I was getting paid $10.10.
Leonel Tescarino is 17. He spreads out a pay stub from that internship. 60 hours a pay period. He was expecting
$606.
But withholding, federal income taxes.
$60.09 were taken.
State withholding, Medicare, Social Security, his $606 turned into
$492.96. I was rather confused. I was like, where'd my money go?
Rewind to 1943. World War II. Before federal income tax withholding as we know it today.
Will you have enough money on hand to meet your payments when they fall due?
This is from a Disney-produced film promoting the virtues of saving up for taxes.
But you don't want to forget our fighting men, do ye?
No, sir!
Then you'll have to start saving right away to meet your tax payments.
It wasn't just Donald Duck who struggled to save up. Anuj Desai is a professor at the University of Wisconsin Law School. He says during the war, tax rates went up, and a broader number of people were expected to pay them. There was a wartime saying.
The income tax was trading its morning coat for overalls. You know, this idea, really, everybody was being subject to the tax now.
For the most part, says Desai, the public discussion around withholding was focused on helping the taxpayer, on solving Donald Duck's dilemma.
And so the thought was that if we withhold a little bit every paycheck, people won't have to worry about the problem of coming up with a huge chunk of money.
But withholding is also a remarkably efficient way for the government to raise money. Policymakers knew that.
You could never have levied the taxes that were levied during World War II without withholding. It was absolutely essential for that purpose.
That's economist Milton Friedman from an interview he recorded in 2003, before his death, with the nonprofit Free to Choose Media. Friedman worked with the Treasury Department at the time withholding was introduced. Post-war, withholding stuck around, much to Friedman's chagrin.
Unfortunately, once you got it installed, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. It's just too useful for the purposes of people in power.
One of the things that withholding does is it encourages people to hold their citizenship cheaper and hold the government cheaper.
Jonah Goldberg is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and senior editor at the National Review. He says withholding anesthetizes us to the actual cost of government. Sure, we feel the pain initially with that first job, but 20 plus years into my working life, and I can't tell you how much I pay in taxes each period.
When you think that government is just this thing that happens and that we're not actually paying for it, that it's not coming out of our taxes, you become more and more accustomed to ever bigger government. And you think the government is spending other people's money, not your own money.
He and some other conservatives would love to see it gone. But realistically, getting rid of withholding isn't going to happen anytime soon. Eugene Sterley is a fellow at the Urban Institute.
Withholding and its close companion, information reporting, is absolutely necessary to get compliance with the tax laws.
In other words, if our employers didn't tell the government how much we make, and if they didn't pay our taxes for us, some of us just wouldn't pay up. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
All right, so if you had your druthers, what would you like to see changed about the U.S. tax code? You can tweet at us. The show is at Marketplace. I'm at Kai Rizdahl. I've been told I should spell that, so it's K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L.